just two halachot in the laws of Netilat Yadayim. The question was asked, if a person made Netilat Yadayim before a seudah, and he was planning on having bread, after he made the Netilat Yadayim, without thinking, he dried his hands, and he did not make the berachah on Netilat Yadayim yet. Is he allowed to make the berachah on Netilat Yadayim after he dries his hands? According to the Ramah in Siman Kuf Nun Chet, he says, while it's preferable to make the berachah before you dry your hands, however, if you remember it after you dry your hands, you still can make the berachah of an netilat yadayim. And the Ramah is basing his opinion on some of the Rishonim that say you can make a berachah even after you fulfilled the mitzvah. However, the opinion of Harambam is that once you fulfill the mitzvah, you can no longer make a berachah. And since you dried your hands already, so the mitzvah of netilat yadayim was done. It's over. So how could you make a berachah after the mitzvah? It's finished. And therefore, the Sfaradim, we follow the opinion of Harambam. And therefore, if somebody forgot to make the berachah of netilat yadayim before he dried his hands, he cannot make it after he dries his hands. The berachah is lost. He doesn't have to wash again. He just proceeds on to his hamotzi, and the berachah is lost. So you have to remember to make the berachah of netilat yadayim while they're still wet, right after you wash them. Second question was, what about if a person has a bandage on his hand? Is he allowed to make netilat yadayim? Again, here it depends. Most of the times, the bandages that people wear on their hands, because they have a cut or a different type of wound, the bandage is not only covering the actual wound itself, but it's covering other parts of skin that are not bruised. Because of that, Hakam Avadiyah says it's preferable to take off the bandage in order that the entire skin should be revealed so you can make a proper netilat yadayim. In the event that for some reason you can't take it off, in that case you would make netilat yadayim, but without a berachah. Since you have a hefsek, since you have an interference on your skin. But let's say you have a case where somebody, let's say, has a cast or something like that, where he cannot make netilat yadayim at all on that hand, and he can only make netilat yadayim on one hand. Halakha says that he can make netilat yadayim just on that hand. He pours three times, or somebody will pour for him three times on that hand, and he can make the beracha of al netilat yadayim, even though he's only washing one hand, but he still qualifies for the beracha. That's what the Zivchei Tzedek writes in his teshuvot. So again, to review, person has a bandage on, if he can take it off, then of course he makes regular netilat yadayim with the beracha. If he can't take it off, and it's covering more than the actual bruise itself, which is common practice, he can make the netilat yadayim, of course, on the rest of his hands, but he does not make a beracha. The event that he's just washing one hand completely, then he can make the beracha of al netilat yadayim.